This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Far more certain as this day began was that Mary Barra was going to have a rough time on Capitol Hill. The House Energy and Commerce Committee had some pointed questions for the CEO of General Motors that basically boiled down to what did the company know about its defective ignition switches and when did they know it? GM has recalled a simply astonishing number of cars this year, 20 million so far, more than 3 million just this week. The company says it's working as fast as it can to get repairs done, plants online 24/7 making replacement parts. But if history is any guide, a whole bunch of those cars won't ever get fixed because the owners won't bother to bring them into the shop. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
The used car company CarMax actually keeps a database with the VIN number of every car or truck that's under recall. Here's Chris Basso.
Our data suggests that there right now are at least 36 million cars that are in operation across the U.S. That have a recall that has not been fixed.
Economist George Hoffer has studied the auto industry for decades. He found older cars were less likely to get brought in, partly because many are on a second or third owner who may or may not be in touch with a dealer.
And the older the car, probably you're more fiscally challenged, and the last thing you want is you're afraid that the dealer will start mining for other things and say, you know, while we're here, we found this.
Also, a lot of recall notices may have gotten tossed out as junk mail. I met Bill Powers on Chicago's Navy Pier. He owns three cars. I asked him if any of them had ever been recalled.
Ooh, I don't know. I have no idea.
You ever get stuff from your dealer you don't open?
Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
In February, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration required car makers to add a big label to recall notices with important safety recall information in big block letters against a red background. The feds hope to improve on that current 75% rate for completing repairs. But that rate doesn't sound so bad compared to, say, recalled child car seats. Just 30% of those get repaired. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.